The hot story right now with 9/11 appears to be what is called able danger. I want you to explain a little bit what that means and what it stands for, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, and by the way, tonight, you know, I intend to name some names, and obviously, in fairness, the names of those I name have an opportunity to respond, if not tonight, in another program, but I'm intending to, like, be very, very specific, George, in terms of my allegations. Able Danger was a small, highly classified Army intelligence program that was set up to develop a counterterrorism proposal. In the late 90s, they were using a very innovative and expensive computer program called Analyst Notebook, which allowed them to do what's called link chart analysis, where they could, you know, they could literally take information intelligence on one cell and link it to another, and they would actually do these graphic charts. In fact, it's really ironic, but on page 23 of this timeline I have in my first book, A Thousand Years for Revenge, people can actually access this for free on the web at peterlance.com. If you go to Peter, if you don't mind me mentioning my website, peterlance.com, click terrorism. And in the third section of this 32-page timeline, if you click, scroll down, you'll see at the top a yellow chart. And this chart that I have produced in this book and in my latest book, Cover Up, the chart is from August 10th, 1999. It was produced by the Defense Intelligence Analysis Center at Bolling Air Force Base in Washington. DIAC is, they call it the Death Star. It's kind of the CIA of the Pentagon, if you will. It's the center of the black operations for the military. And the U.S. military was, in a way, light years ahead of the FBI in terms of their connections and the dots they were drawing together. So the actual chart that I have shows a direct connection between Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the original World Trade Center bombing conspiracy of Ramzi Youssef and Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, the blind sheikh. And I have it in my book.
All right.
Now, why that's important in a nutshell is that this, what Able Danger, the scandal that has broken and getting bigger, Kurt Weldon, the congressman, wrote in his book, and then it came public in August, that there was allegedly a link chart produced by Able Danger Unit which showed Mohammed Atta, a year before the 9/11 Commission admitted he was in the country, and it purports to show him linking with what? The World Trade Center bombing cell in Sheikh Rahman, exactly the chart that I have in my book. My book doesn't have Atta, and no one has yet produced the chart with Atta, and that's part of the controversy, but so far, three very reputable active duty military people, an Army Lieutenant Colonel, a Navy Captain, a third individual last week, and I understand several more have come forward to say that they saw this chart, and yet it was not given to the FBI, and there are reasons we can talk about, but what's very important for tonight, George, the 9/11 Commission knew about it, and they kept it out of the final report, and it's just another example of why that report was a whitewash.
Absolutely. I was going to say the credibility of that report, Peter, as far as I'm concerned, you open up a window and toss that thing out,
right?
Because they fail to look at not only this Able Danger issue, but more when we continue talking about that as well. Now, in this particular case, because a lot of people who believe in an out-and-out conspiracy of 9/11, they're trying to connect dots. And I've got to tell you, Peter, though some of these things seem far-fetched, the more that we see these little ingredients left out on purpose, you sometimes wonder, you know what? Maybe these other people are correct in their assumptions.
Well, you know, I come back to this point between intent and negligence or criminal negligence, which really is intent. I'm saying that there are people in our government who intentionally failed to share information. But what it comes down to, where Alex already is, and where I haven't gotten to, because again, I only put in these books what I feel I can prove. Because if I'm wrong on one point, they will crush me, and I will taint the rest of the 9/11 truth community. So I'm super careful And I'm conservative in that sense. So that's why I haven't jumped to that point yet. But, George.
Well, you're getting there, though.
I'm moving closer, but there is a difference. And Alex takes the position, and he's not with us tonight, in fairness to him, but he takes the position, I believe it's fair to say, that members of, you know, a cabal, a shadow government of some kind, actually engineered 9/11, and that Al-Qaeda was not really such a formidable entity. It was kind of a front for nefarious entities in our own government who actually caused it.
Or a tool.
And the reason I haven't reached that point is that my research has underscored how lethal and absolutely effective Al-Qaeda was. And this isn't just my opinion. Mike Scheuer, who ran the Bin Laden unit called Alex Station at CIA, I was on a panel with him in mid-July, and we were like exactly on the same page as to how lethal and extremely effective Bin Laden's organization has been and continues to be. And I'd like to talk toward the end later tonight about just how effective they continue to be. And so the idea that they're, the part of the reason I haven't jumped into Alex's world is that I don't believe the notion of them being some kind of a front is accurate. Now, however, that doesn't mean that people in our government weren't aware of how lethal they were and kind of stepped back and allowed this event to happen.
But that's the question, though, Peter. If this is true, and if ultimately this leads you in that direction, which is pretty dramatic, let's say a year ago, the big question is why? Was it incompetence? Was it some willful neglect for reasons that Alex believes? Why do you think that was the case? I mean, we're already establishing now, you are and other people, that there was truly negligence here. And they withheld information. And they knew things and decided not to say anything. The question is, why?
Well, see, I think for the oldest reason in the world, I started as a local reporter in Rhode Island at the age of 18, and if you cover local government, state government, and the federal government, it's the same. The oldest reason in the world that information isn't shared, or they say it's a national security, or they say it's a trade secret or a state secret, it's usually meant to cover their incompetence or their malfeasance, their greed, you know, their corruption in some way. And what I think clearly is the case here is that there were so many examples where they screwed up, and I mean they being specifically the New York office of the FBI, the Bin Laden office of origin, that they didn't want successive oversight people to look at how they had screwed up. So that's a different thing, though, George. And it ends up being just as lethal, because if you don't share the information with the other agencies, if you're not talking to CIA, which has, you know, responsibility for the international theater of operations, if you don't share information, like, for example, the classic, and this was the other way around, actually, it was the CIA that didn't share the information about the Kuala Lumpur 2000 January training session, if you will, in Malaysia on 9/11. If you don't share that information with the FBI and Al-Madar and Al-Hazmi, two of the hijackers who slip into the country despite a watch list, then 9/11 happens.